Blog Talk Radio. If I had another chance, promise I'd be twice the man I was yesterday. If I had another try, I'd never tell another lie. I swear, give you all the love you deserve.
Yeah. Father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved.
Rhythm Connection. I'm Lynn Tolliver.
And this is Donald Grammer. It's another continuous super music mix.
Tolliver, glad you could make it today.
And we are the Funky Rhythm Connection, jamming the B-O-X.
Final Grammar is standing by with some choice chops from the Funky Rhythm Connection. I'm Lynn Tolliver. What's on tap for today, Grammar?
It's contemporary jazz mixed with adult R&B. Hi, I'm Donald Grammar.
And this is Lynn Tolliver.
And we're jamming the B-O-X. Let's continue the mix on the JKN.
Yeah, but it's not a good line. Not a real love. And if your love sounds like this, then that ain't love.
When I work, putting hard days, that's how I keep these bills paid. At my crib, things go my way. Don't give a damn about what your girlfriend say. When I come home, ain't no way in. Should have my dinner on my plate and clear the table when my meal is done. And break me off, girl, when I roll home
some. Girlfriend, don't let him watch you like that.
That ain't love.
You pay your own bills, got your own car, got your own grip, you got it like that.
That ain't love.
He can cook and serve his own damn meal. If you don't, some other trick will.
In my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thuggin' when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
yeah, real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be trippin', just respect
you
me.
Gotta, I'm
'cause
respect.
In my house, that's how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend.
Ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tip for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. 'Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby.
love calls your name. It's on my lips, and I wish that you were still here to take me away with your kiss and take me away.
Things were cool, but I guess I was wrong. squeeze and moan and call out my name. Ooh, you can call me baby. I remember you love to take your time to get in the mood.
With me, let me know what you think, or maybe you have some suggestions. hotradioandmusic@gmail.com or Donald Grammers is discj24@gmail.com, and it's just like it sounds. hotradioandmusic@gmail.com for me, or discj24@gmail. You got it smooth here on the Funky Rhythm Connection.
And you can also check us out on Facebook. Just type in Funky Rhythm Connection in your search, and we're right there. We'd love to hear from you. Let's continue the mix with the Funky Rhythm Connection.
I've been hanging out at the Fantasia show. I'm
That completes another Funky Rhythm mix with the Funky Rhythm Connection. Thanks for listening. I'm Donald Grammer.
And Tolliver is here, keeping it mellow like you are.
Listen to your heartbeat, playing the rhythm to our song. Listen to your heartbeat, oh baby. Thank you.
It's me. I am the pastor's ex-wife. And yeah, I wear the X as a badge of honor. I'm glad you tuned in. Call your friends, call your family, let them know she's talking again. You could just listen and enjoy, or you could chime in. Just dial 347-205-9366. You got something you want to say? Let's talk about it, and let's keep it 100. Just press 1. Again, I'm glad you tuned in. You can follow me on Facebook, Lynn Littlejohn, the Pastor's Ex-Wife. I have a YouTube channel, Pastor's Ex-Wife. And then I have a website, pastorsexwife.org. Enjoy.
I'm the one and only pastor's ex-wife. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm going to tell you, to be real honest, I was going to play one of my pre-recorded shows, but because of the chain of events, I thought, you know what? Let me just go to do this bad boy live. I want to start the show off simply by telling you once again a little bit about myself. I am, as stated a moment ago, pastor's ex-wife. I'm getting ready to retire pastor's ex-wife simply because I'm going into the arena of a new phase, which is Lynn, simply me, Lynn. But having said that, if any of you know anything about me, I am an advocate for women and for children. I post every day on Facebook, but I'm finding out today that people are seeming to think that I'm an offensive person. One of the things that I did say was that you can't take motivation out of anything and judge the situation properly. Now, what do you mean by that, pastor's ex-wife? What do you mean by that, Lynn? What motivates a person to do what they do or to say what they have said? That's, what is that they call it in the court system, premeditated? And then that's where they come up with the varying degrees, first degree, second degree, third degree, manslaughter, and things of that nature. Because, again, you can't take out motivation. I don't give a fuck how much you want to. You just can't take. If you got any sense at all, you can't take out a person's motivation. So having said that, then if you really want to know what is your drive, what is your driving force that caused you to do what you do, then guess what, baby? You ask that person. And when that person gives you an answer, if you don't want to accept it, then that's something you got to deal with. That's something you have to deal with. And I just want to talk about my post today, several posts actually, on Facebook. And I will be right back.
Yeah. West all day, Black Poly, Lion Cubs, yeah man, ladies feel me on this one.
Can I hit it in the morning, in the middle of the day, in the midnight hour, have it your way, day. Give me the blueprint, show me direction. Just be my tour guide to your affection. Don't want to hold you up or waste your time. Just put something on you and leave it on your mind. So here's the question, I don't feel like guessing.
partners how I'm knocking off your stockings. Now your partner wanna see. She want that dick. She heard that it's about 10 inches. But all I want is you. I don't rock like that. What I gotta do to get you in my bed? So here's the question. No guessing. What I gotta do to get that booty naked?
Song. Let me take your order, baby. Just tell me what you need. Tell me. And I'm there to fulfill it. Oh, I love that shit. I was thinking about, I don't know, seem like I'm hearing Jay-Z a lot on the I Have Sirius in my car. And I listen to 47 The Heat. And I listen to 48. What is that? Slow. Anyway, it's love songs. But anyway, on The Heat, I've been hearing Jay-Z a lot, you know, and I'm listening to his lyrics, you know. And he says shit like, you know, do I even have you on my mind? I mean, who are you? And, I mean, just some really forward lyrics. And I thought to myself, you know, this is me being mad at him or his wife. Because they did the damn thing. One of the lyrics he was saying something about been in the game for 20 years and you know, ain't stopping now, saying what all they can do. And, ooh-wee, I can just imagine just being able to have that freedom to get up when you want to get up, you know, do whatever the fuck you want to do, buy whatever island you want to buy. What? You had enough money to close down malls and buy malls and buy teams and all of that, you know. And I'm not mad at them because, you know, they work their asses off to get where they are. I'm quite happy for them. I remember listening to Beyonce, and I did get to go see her. I said that last on the last broadcast. But anyway, and she said it emphatically, you know. She says, I'm not sorry for the money that I make. I don't feel bad, she said, for the money that I make, she said, because I work hard. She said, I work hard at what I do. And when I was at her concert, she from the very beginning all the way to the very ending, the show was charged, it was professional, it was excellent. And I remember on one part of it, she was bending down and she was dancing. And then she just stopped right in the middle of her dance. She had her hands on her back. And she looked at the audience. She said, I'm up here about to break my back for y'all. And y'all sitting down. I mean, within a half a second, that whole, if you was sitting down, your ass got up. But anyway, I said that simply to say, you know, they got it right. They got it right. They did it. And one of the things she was saying was that when she leave here, she wants to leave a legacy, you know, and she's doing that. But anyway, enough of that. I know many of you heard about the Adrian Peterson story. Everything about Lynn Littlejohn, the pastor's ex-wife, is centered around, if you would, women and children, because my world and the things that I've been through. I'm so sick of, you know, this idea that it's a man's world. And I want women to just wake up and smell somebody's fucking coffee. And what I mean by that, handle your shit. Not because of him, not because of Lynn Littlejohn, not because of the pastor's ex-wife, but because of you. One thing for damn sure, life is uncertain, but death is sure. And when it's all said and done, yeah, we all going to die. We're going to die for some cause, some reason. Our asses is getting up out of here. But I'm of this opinion. While you're here, sweetheart, get your mind right. change your way of thinking. Lose the slave mentality, if you would. It's a fucking man's world. Fuck that. You know, you hear it take the male and the female to make another. So sounds like to me your ass is just as important. Your ass is just as important. But anyway, I'm reading this article. It says the NFL superstar Adrian Peterson's son has died at a South Dakota hospital after he was allegedly beaten by the boy's mother's boyfriend, according to multiple reports. The all-world running back was absent from Minnesota Vikings practice on Thursday to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Stu Whitney of the Aegis Leader reported Thursday. It was first reported the victim was his two-year-old son, Adrian Jr., and that was the picture that I had posted on Facebook, and then somebody hit me immediately, called me by my name, said, Lynn, this is not the one that died. And so I removed the picture. She went on to tell me that's my little cousin. He has another son. But anyway, the running back's father said it was another one of Adrian's children who is also two. We are asking for your prayers and for respect for our family as we deal with this tragic situation, Nelson Peterson told former Vikings reporter Sean Jensen. Joseph Patterson, 27, has been charged with aggravated felony assault and battery of an infant after he allegedly gave Peterson's son several head injuries. According to the report, law enforcement and emergency responders arrived at the apartment where Peterson's son lives at 5:46 p.m. on Wednesday and found the child unresponsive. He was taken to a nearby hospital where the doctors determined his injuries were consistent with abuse. Peterson returned to the team Friday. He declined to address the situation specifically, but he said he would play Sunday against the Panthers. Peterson smiled politely while he took questions, but he spoke softly with a somber expression with dozens of cameras, recorders, and media members surrounding him in the locker room, according to the Associated Press. I'll be ready to roll, focus, Peterson said. Football is something I will always fall back on. It gets me through tough times. Just being around the guys in here, that's what I need. And, you know, and then, of course, he's tweeting. I saw the interview with Peterson. When I first read the news on Facebook, I'm such a big crybaby. I really am. I am just a fucking big crybaby. And I started crying. I don't know these people, but I started crying. Now, let me just home in, and I'm going to say it right on at first base, Jump Street. I don't give a fuck if you get offended by this. We live in a day and era where it seems to be the main goal of a female, that is to be able to say, I got a man at all costs. I got a boo thing. I got a boyfriend. And then for some odd reason, it seems like you lose your fucking mind, your sense of all rationality. I don't know what kicks in, but I'm here to let you know, ladies, if your babies are small, they are under the age of accountability, then no need for you looking for love, no need for you looking for a ministry, none of that. Your full-time ministry, your full-time love needs to be to your children. Oh, now, see, that's cold. No, fuck that. No, I got to have me a man. No, what I'm saying. Number one, your child didn't ask to be here. And then I will go on to put it like this. If you do find love, shit. Why would you trust another man to care for your children that belong to another man? I mean, after all, he likes you and your pussy. I mean, what they got to do with your kids? Why would you leave your children with your boyfriend, your new boyfriend? That's a no-no in my book, in a whole lot of women's books. That's something you don't do. Now, everything has been centered around Adrian as the father. Then my heart went out to the mother. She didn't do that on purpose. It's just that sometimes we as women, our minds go some wally-foo-foo, and we don't make the best decisions or choices. So we got to keep her in prayer as well, for she has lost her son behind a nigga, behind a man that she fell in love with or that she was with just to be able to say, I got a man, but she saw some warning signs. I say that because how the fuck can anybody beat a baby to the point that he dies? What is in you? Having said that, how could a grown-ass woman not see some type of sign of that temper? That's all I'm saying. With choices comes consequences. That's simply put. With choices comes consequences. So again, I say to the ladies that are listening, everyone up under the sound of my voice, you make the sacrifices now for your tomorrow. Make the sacrifices for your children. Y'all know we say it all the time, they didn't ask to be here. Well, it's true. They didn't ask to be here. And it's not fair when you don't give them an opportunity now that they are here to have the best. I'm telling you, I posted a moment ago about my daughter. She just turned 24. My son is getting ready actually to be 28. Ooh, just to even say that. Oh, and my grandson, I think my oldest grandson is, I got a grandson that's 20. I got a grandson that's 21. And my oldest, my youngest grandson is less than one. So, yeah, time goes by really, really fast. And as I sit here right now, I can see myself holding my daughter, my son. I could see him as I lifted, I was laying down and I lifted him up in the air and he just threw up all in my face. I remember that moment, but he's damn near 28 years old. So if you would just spend your time with your children, love will come later. If you've fallen in love and you have your children, you keep your kids in the presence of someone that you, like your mother or your family that you trust, not with a new baby daddy, and let me go on and switch it around, or a new baby mama. Yeah, I believe that kids feel spirits. I do. I really do. I said that one time, and then somebody said, well, if that's the case, then how come what you went through as a child? But motherfucker, kids feel spirits, but they so fucking scared, they're not going to say shit. That's why I said it. Anyway, I got up this morning, and when I tell you, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you, I had this thought in my mind, because I don't even want to say what I work around and what I do. But I woke up this morning with this thought in mind, you know, to put something positive in the minds of all of my ladies. I call you all my ladies, you know, and all of the sisters. I had a group called Sisters when I was pastoring with my ex-husband. And I put the SSS, spirit, soul, and body. And I, no, SSB or whatever, but I changed the order of it, and I put body, soul, and spirit. And I felt like first you got to take care of the body, you know, and I firmly believe that. I remember going to a mall, and I was sitting down eating at the mall, and I was just observing, and I saw all of these kids, these girls, these young kids, no more, not even in junior high, they were big, you know, and they were already overweight. And I thought to myself, how sad, because you have just dealt to your child some shit they're going to go through that they, it could have been avoided if, number one, we would let go of our generational mindset and began to take responsibility for all of our actions. I remember sitting out in front of a restaurant called Furs Cafeteria, and I believe they open at 4, and so I was there about 3:15, whatever, and I was sitting there, and when I tell you, people started walking in, and it was mostly elderly people. I swear my hand before God, they were either walking in with the walker or in a fucking wheelchair or on a cane or had an oxygen tank with them. I swear. And I sat there and I thought, so as we age, is it something that's guaranteed that we're all going to leave here dependent upon somebody else? And then my own situation, you know, somebody, you know, they posting all up in the motherfucking Facebook saying that, you know, I was fat and I lost all of this. That's not my story. That's not my story at all. I was 19 when I got married, and I went in the marriage weighing 95 pounds. When I got a divorce, I was weighing 122 pounds. So give or take, almost I gained 30 pounds in 30 years, give or take, and because I'm still at that weight now. But Lynn, then what caused you to all of a sudden get into this insanity bullshit, you know, and this working out? Well, even at my size, listening audience, you know, I was running into some fucking issues. I'm like, and you know, somebody had said something, and it's like, oh, God, Lynn, slow down. I have a tendency to do that. My mind is going to, what? So let me just slow this roll down. And by the way, I don't have access to the chat, so if you're in the chat, I don't see you, but chat on, and you're welcome to call in. I've never recognized anyone that called in, but if you got something you want to say, it says you push one, and I should know that you're trying to say something. But what got me into this insanity workout was because, number one, let's talk about what's handed down to your family. Well, in my family, let me see, what is it? The heart situation, high blood pressure, I think, and diabetes, I think. And so I swear I just kind of resolved, well, I'm going to have this and I'm going to have that. I would be walking. And my legs would give out on me. I literally would grab a stranger to hold me. They look at me. Everybody so far to date have been very nice, and they would help me. I said, my legs, you know. So I was dealing with that situation. Another thing I was dealing with is that all of these many, many, many years, everybody that I ever rode with knew to let me off at the door because Lynn didn't feel like walking. She's running out of breath. And so they let me out at the door. I don't care who it is. They would go park, you know, Saint, come pick me up, whatever. And going up a flight of stairs. When I go to work, I dreaded going up those stairs, and I did. And when I got up at the top, I literally would have to stop and take a breath. I said all of that to say this, that it hit me in my mind that I could take control of this shit. I believe I could, so at least I'm going to try to. And so, yeah, I took out. As soon as I started sharing with different people that I'm going to do insanity, now these are people quite a few years younger than me. They say, oh, girl, I tried that. I had to sell mine. I only made it to day two, or I only made it to day three, or whatever. Well, I knew insanity was a program that you do at home in the privacy of your home. Long story short, I did the damn thing. I was cursing. I was working my ass off. And so I put some before and after pictures. I didn't do it to lose weight, but I did. I got so little. I was wearing a size, I think, 5 to 7 jeans, and I literally had to go down to 1 and 3. So that should be true. And but I wasn't trying to do that. I was just trying to get in better health. Another thing that I would do, I was addicted to Pepsi. Literally, I'd get up at midnight, go through a fucking drive-thru and get me a Pepsi. That's another thing that I was weak to. And then fast foods, I was weak. I was powerless up under all of that shit. But when I made up in my mind, don't knock it till you try it, it was on. Man, one of the first things I did, I went on a meat abstinence for 30 days, and I made it. So that goes to show me that even though I've been eating soul food all my life and eating meat all my life, at any given day, I could stop that shit on the dime. And I did for 30 full days. I didn't eat no meat. So, okay, done deal. Then when I went through the insanity program, it required, it, oh, Lord, I would go literally weeks and months with no water whatsoever. But now, your girl, she drinks 64 ounces every day. I drink water like it's a necessity. One of the things I found out that after I finished my insanity program, my legs, none of that. Ain't no parking me, letting me off. Park as far as you want to park. It doesn't matter. At the mall, no problem, no. What else did I say? The breathing, the stairs, the flight of stairs, none of that bothers me now. So I was thinking about that. And then I was thinking, you know, as I leave this earth, I want to at least put this in the ladies' minds now so that they could grab a hold to the reins of their life like I did. And this is what I posted. Before I read it to you, I want to say this. When I got up out of the bed to post this, the thought came to my mind while I was laying down. Contrary to what you all have been saying, and I say anybody on Facebook that's listening to me, Lynn didn't get up to try to hurt nobody's feelings. I didn't get up to call nobody fat. I didn't get up to make fun of nobody that's fat. I know it's a challenge. The way I look at the challenge is that a person may be challenged that's bigger than I am to work out, but my challenge was my age, 51 working out as hard as I did. So we both are challenged. But when I tell you, I thought that when I posted this and I posted it in several groups, I literally just thought I was just going to get, you could, that's right. Because my motivation was to just make you think so that when you do get my age, like if you are not in a good way now and you don't do shit about it, then what's going to happen when you my age? But then if you are 20 and 30 years younger than me and you grab a hold to the reins of your life, sweetie, then you could do something about it. But anyway, I woke up and I put it, good morning. I'm clearing my throat. To all you females in your 20s, 30s, and even 40s, and you are overweight. I didn't say fat. I said overweight. Some even morbidly overweight. I got just one question for you. How is you being overweight going to benefit you as you age? I should have put Sila means think on that. Then I went on to say, I take it that you are prepared for, and I got this from sitting out in front of Furs, I take it that you are prepared for the walker, the wheelchair, hard to breathe, diabetes, high blood pressure, or do you even care? And then our blue line, lighten up, live life like you care. And then I put, I'm just asking. OMG. OMG. What the fuck did I say that for? Somebody tell me. it's me. We're back. I'm the one and only pastor's ex-wife. I talked a moment ago about motivation, and a lot were saying, you know, you are offensive. You judgmental. You're offensive. And I'm like, in order for a person to do something, it seems to me that they would have to have a means to an end. They would have to have a reason for doing what they're doing. So now you tell me, what would Little John, you know, the pastor's ex-wife, gain from saying anything to offend any woman? I mean, what is that going to do for me? And then somebody said, they called me, you know, all kinds of names, attention-seeking whore and so forth. And I'm like, attention behind this post? And so I proceeded to say, well, what part of it is offensive? Just tell me what part of the post is offensive. I didn't use the word fat. I now don't call women bitches. What? And then they go on, you know, I'm going to read some of the comments without reading the names or whatever. My ass got booted out of a group but the fucking post sure got took the fuck down, you know, but not before it went really, I mean, hundreds of comments before admin took it down, you know. And so, then, you know, saying shit like, you know, I'm conceited or I'm bragging, or you always bragging, and, you know, you think you're this. And I'm like, huh? Bragging on what? Now, I'm going to say this gently. And I said it, you know, today somewhere I said it. Look here. I'm going to tell anybody that's listening, shit, I don't take directives from nobody. I don't think I'm going to clear my throat. And say that again. I don't take motherfucking directives from nobody. You understand? That's a part of my story, is living in the crack of folks' ass. Run, Jane, run. Sit, Jane, sit. Come, Jane, come. All for the outcome to be that you like me. Guess what? Fuck that. That's not my motivation. Now, for those that want to listen with a clear ear, don't have nothing against you. I don't go to people's pages and post peep their pics, none of that. They had a nigga going ham on me. I went to go see how his ass was looking. I did. And I was like, what? And then I kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together. Oh, maybe he's trying to impress his, I don't know, what the fuck. But I did say that it's very distasteful for a man to be talking to a woman like this particular man was. I mean, talking like a female, actually saying the same things that a female would say to me, or that I expect to come from a female. Again, nothing against any woman. I'm not going to nobody's pages and then thinking of some fucking thoughts. None of that. When I tell you with my everything, I care. I really do. But having said that, and I have said that, having said that about 12 times, but anyway, where I am into me. I done packed my bags, and I no longer live in the crack of folks' ass. So, yeah, what's that movie all about, the Benjamin? That might not even be the name, but it's all about me, yeah. It's okay for me to love me. I'm into me now. You know, there are people always trying to say shit like, you live your life for the benefit of others. Fuck that. I did all that. I'm clocked in the first 40, and I'm clocked out. Now, the rest of this shit is on me. When you go six under, boo, when you die, when you go six under, you going by yourself. And the question I got for you, how would you have lived your life? Everybody in your ear, everybody telling you what to do. What? Not no more. So that's the reason why I have the take that I have with regard to life. I stand proud. I am happy. if I die tonight, it can be said. And she said it on Blog Talk Radio. She said it in her book. She said it on YouTube. She said it on Facebook. That I did. I fell in love, that I'm happy, that I've been sexually awakened. So everything that you see me post, it ain't got shit to do with me being conceited, narcissistic, whatever the word is, vain, none of that. But on the other hand, I don't care how you take it. I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I walk across the mirror. I mean, what's that song? I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking across the mirror. I gotta say, it hasn't always been like that. Shit, had me believing that the way I looked was bad. And now I have a new way of thinking. So don't look at it like that. Look at it as granny, and I am a grandma, what, 8, 9, 10, what is it? Shit, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 times over, maybe 9 times over. I'm a grandma 9 times over. So take it as she's aging and she's having a good time on her journey.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
I ain't gonna let nothing get in my way.
I wanted to read just this post went, 200 deep, almost 300 deep in another group. And I was really glad in my other group, someone that had weighed like 335 pounds or something like that, just grabbed the reins of her life. And she lost it, and boy, she was my greatest advocate. I mean, she just really was saying some good things. She may not have said it right or didn't hit our ears right or our eyes right, but what Lynn is saying is the truth. So I appreciate that. But anyway, this was a good morning post, and somebody said, first off, good morning, but you don't have to be overweight to have high blood pressure or diabetes. These types of things are hereditary. Now, you could take care of yourself better so that those diseases will not get the best of you. My response to that was, blah, 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 I never said you did. Blah, blah, hereditary, my ass. And then I said, hereditary, my ass. That's a fucking excuse. That's what I put. And then somebody else come along and said, well, damn, Lynn, that's fucked up. She was just stating the truth. You don't have to be fat for any of those things. Why you hate fat people so much? Did you used to be fat? You make a bitch want to beat the hell out of you with all that fat-hating shit. Now, right now, see, I paused right there and I had a blank stare because I'm like, what? Fat-hating shit? What are you talking about? I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody. But to address the things that were said, you know, about it being hereditary, and her particular post got 24 likes. You know, bullshit on the hereditary. And I told you earlier that I had just accepted the fact that, okay, as I'm going to have this, that, and the other. And I still may. I don't know. But to this date, I'm doing a damn thing to try to prevent it. How is it that to prevent some of these things, it just simply takes controlling your eating habits or changing your eating habits? And that is a struggle. I said that to my daughter. I said, I don't get it. I don't get it how that if the doctor says all you need to do is change your diet, why is it a struggle if it's going to make your life easier? My daughter immediately said, Mama, you just entered that insanity stuff. It is a struggle. I even struggle. And she went on and on. And I said, but what I'm saying is that if it's going better you, Brianne, I called her by her name, sweetheart, if it's going better you. And then she said, yes, ma'am, I know what you're saying. Baby, do you drink water? And then I just started talking to my daughter, you know. And so, yeah, if it's going to make it better for you, the hereditary thing, this is some bullshit we tell it to our kids because everybody in the family is of the size, and that's okay. It's just a generational thing. Habits, you know, are hard to break. I get that. But to come at me and to slice and dice me like I'm saying some shit that ain't true, I don't get that. Now, what happens is that, and my time is almost up, but what happens is that it is a known fact that 70% of black women are overweight. 70%. Now, if you take a measuring, a compass, or any fucking, hold your hands out from hand to hand, and imagine that that's the span of 100%. Then you got to move one hand up till it reaches 70%, which leaves you a very little opening of women that are not overweight. Now, so what comes of that? Then that means the 70% is comfortable. It has become the fucking comfort zone to be over the hill at 40, half dead at 50, and when you get past 30, you don't give a fuck no more about your weight. It's just, it's comfort zone. And so you talk like that. Girl, I know. Girl, I know. Girl, I need to stop. Girl, I know. I know. So I understand that comfort zone. But there will be a few people that are listening to me because I get inboxes. People don't want to openly say, you know, that they appreciate me. But I do. I get inboxes, you know, from women. They're telling me their whole story, you know, and I just proceed to try to encourage them. Take it a little bit at a time. First, stop the soda, you know.
DJ Hit.
DJ Hit.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
I
away, 'cause you took my breath away. Losing you is like living in a world with no air. Oh, I'm here alone, didn't wanna leave. My heart will move, it's incomplete. There was a way that I can make you understand.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Not yet. What is going on? What the hell? Six.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're saying the board is in the archives.
The board is in the archives?
Yep, right after Lynn's show, because I called in, it was like 10 minutes left, said 10 seconds left, and now it's showing archives recording. And the I don't know if the song, intro song is playing. Let me refresh and see what happens.
I don't hear anything playing right now.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. I think Val's already in, so let me put her in the bubble to let her know. Val, that's you?
Hello?
Val? I put her in the bubble.
Hello?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on. I refreshed my board. So I see Herschel because I think Herschel's 314, but it's still saying it's in the archives.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.